This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We do corporate profits all the time on this program. All right, maybe not all the time, but once a quarter or so when earnings reports come out. Here, though, is a government report that's going to affect a whole lot of companies. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says net farm income is going to show a nearly 40% drop this year, 40% when all the totals are in. That's the biggest year-over-year drop in more than three decades. It'll affect farm equipment makers, food and grain companies, livestock and ranchers, you and me as well. Marketplace's Andy Baxter went to see how it's playing out in the farm fields of southern Minnesota.
A couple months ago, this farmer, Bruce Schmall, was trying to wrap up his corn and soybean harvest, but things were not exactly going as planned.
What was wrong over there? Blew the circuit breaker on the leg, opened it up, and all of a sudden the pit belt started smoking. So
that news came from Schmall's cousin, who also said that the front tires on one of the trucks needed air. Schmall seemed exasperated.
Yeah, I know, but I like this, getting instructions from guys I hire.
The fields behind him, they were mostly harvested or dotted with stubble. But it was raining, so Schmall couldn't finish the job. And the damp weather meant there was another chore. They had to dry the corn that had already been harvested in this huge dryer.
One of the hazards of farming, you think you're going to have everything ready to go and something always happens.
The even bigger thing out of Bruce Schmall's control right now is the price he can get for the corn and soybeans he grows. Prices for those crops have been dropping for about 3 years now, and they're now down about 50% from their 2012 peaks. And for a while, those price drops were manageable because farmers were still making money, but now the price of corn is below the break-even point for a lot of farmers, and that takes a toll.
I'm pretty sure every farmer is going to see quite a drop in their net income this year.
The Department of Ag predicts that could be as much as a 40% drop. The issue is that the world is awash in crops like corn, wheat, and soybeans. Supply just exceeds demand. And American farmers are also hurt by a strong dollar. It makes their products more expensive and less attractive. Livestock and dairy producers are seeing similar problems. This all trickles down to the companies that cater to farmers.
Meet the new 9RX Series tractor from John Deere.
Our business is so tied to the viability of our farmer customers. It's we go as they go.
Jacob Veldman sells John Deere equipment in the town of Owatonna. It's a dozen miles from where Bruce Schmall farms. Veldman says business was going great over the past few years. Farmers were making good money, and they were spending it on high-tech harvesting equipment and tractors. These are machines that can cost $250,000 and up.
We had people who would basically replace their whole line of equipment every year.
But now Veldman's business is down about 20%, and the lot outside his office has way too many machines sitting there for sale.
That's the scary part to me, because with the equipment values dropping as the crop prices dropped, we're just not able to move them fast enough.
The lower crop prices are also on the minds of bankers who lend to farmers.
Yeah, I think most banks are viewing the ag sector with some degree of caution.
Ron Feldman is a banking regulator at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. He says some farmers are struggling to pay their current debts. He says if crop prices bounce back next year, those financial problems may turn out not to be a big deal. But if crop prices don't rebound,
then at least some portion of this, you know, subset of borrowers are going to have a, you know, either a big restructuring of their loan or are not going to be able to pay back some portion of it.
Feldman says one thing that might help farmers is lowering their costs, like on the rent they pay for their land. But that would mean less money in the pockets of people like Dick Murray. He's 84, and he's Bruce Schmall's landlord.
We'll have to probably lower the rent, and that's going to cut into our golden years, I guess you'd call it.
Murray says he's used to these ups and downs. He was a farmer himself for 60-some years. So for now, at least, the cuts he'll have to make to his own budget seem charmingly small. What kinds of things do you folks tend to spend money on in those parts?
Well, we don't go out and eat that often. You might want to have nice filet steak, but you can do without it, too.
So we'll have to clean up when we get done.
Back on Bruce Schmall's farm, he and his crew put some of this year's corn harvest into storage. I asked whether the lower prices will cut into his golden years, maybe push back his retirement. He is 62, and it sounds like retirement is on his mind.
And so I'm thinking, okay, how much longer do I want to work at this? And especially in Minnesota, when you've got conditions like this, it's cold and windy and rainy.
Even with all the highs and lows, he says for now, he's sticking with it. In Claremont, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.